Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
What caravan park etiquette do we need to know?
I was actually going to camp out with you over the weekend with your fiance and Whitey. Last minute, just thought, you know, don't have to.
Don't want to. We did stay there. We did have our Christmas show, of course. So we just thought, oh, we'll just roll out a couple of swags and grab a powered site. And it was great. It was a lot of fun. But it's been a long time since I've done it in a campsite capacity. And we were only in swag. So that meant a lot of running to and from like bathrooms for showers and whatever it might have been. Now, I woke up yesterday morning quite early. It was like 7 a.m. Whitey, who was also at the campsite, had disappeared off into the abyss. We didn't see him for about an hour. But I got up, got out. I was in my Christmas pajamas, which I talked a lot about that night. I was so excited to wear my matching Christmas pajamas. And because I had nowhere to get changed, I just kind of sat in my camping chair wrapped in a blanket. And that was fine. I just hung out there for a little while. I then sort of got up and was like, oh, I've got to go brush my teeth and get changed. So I grabbed my stuff to go over to the bathrooms. Now, I just figured that wearing your pajamas, especially at like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning in a caravan site on a Sunday, was a normal thing that everyone did, because I'm not the only one who doesn't have a tent. I'm sure there are people floating around that need to get changed somewhere. But that didn't seem to be the case. I was kind of walking over with all my stuff and I'm looking around and all these people are looking at me with very strange looks on their face.
Oh.
And I'm realizing that nobody else is in pajamas. Like, they all had their things to carry over to, like, you know, have a shower or whatever, but they were in full dress.
Let me tell you this, Brooke. One of the reasons I decided not to camp out with you guys is because of the whole pajamas situation. I thought, where am I going to get changed into them? All of that. It's too much for me. So I completely avoided it, but it sort of makes sense that that is not the vibe.
I really do want to know what else I may have stuffed up.
Jack in Barrie, what's your caravan park etiquette?
I recently did a bunch of caravans, did a big trip up the coast with my partner, and there's a few bits of caravan etiquette that I didn't realise that you're supposed to take into account.
Okay.
Like, one, if you're under 50, you kind of shouldn't be there at all. Like, that. They don't like it. But no one tells you you can't stay there, but they look at you like, you look like your knees still work. You can't be here.
So this was at caravan parks across the whole of your trip. Like, you just felt like people didn't want you there.
Yeah, all the way. We drove from Barrie up to the top of Queensland, and it was...
Jeez.
It was a great trip, but people looked at us like, you guys are a bit young. And the second rule is that if you are young, don't go for the spot closest to the bathroom, because they will hate you more for that, because they want to walk there faster, apparently.
That's probably a very fair point. I never thought
it's
about
like
that.
Parking in a disabled space.
You just can't do it.
Yeah, they don't like that.
They don't like that either.
If you shower, if they've got the row of the shower blocks, don't shave in the shower. That is the first one to drain past all the other ones. They'll also complain about that.
Downstream.
There's a lot of rules, but we do appreciate you sharing them with us. Thank you so much.
No worries. Is it too late to change my name?
No, not at all.
I'd like to be John then.
John, easy.